And what did he balloon up to by the time he died?
That's certainly another point of debate among Elvis fans. Some people say he got up to 250, 255. Some people say he, you know, kind of plateaued around the 235 area. I would say, looking at him in those last years, a lot of that seemed to have been weight from bloating. So I would give him 235, 240, maybe 250 at his
height. Well, we saw what happened to Jerry Lewis when they had him on drugs for his back problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he was huge.
Yeah.
And I wonder if something like that happened to Elvis.
Well, there was also a couple of times going through like 1976 and 1977 where you would see photographs of him in concert and he would look trim and healthy, and
yeah,
and then 2 weeks later you'd see photos from another concert where he would look bloated and out of sorts and his face would be a little bit pasty, and you know, some of that was from the makeup, but his appearance seemed to vary a lot in those years from between good and not so good.
Okay, tell us about the death that morning of what happened to him.
As the official story goes, he went into the bathroom to read around 9 o'clock that morning, told his fiance Ginger that he was going into the bathroom to read. There was a toilet, of course, in there and a chair. There's debate, a lot of debate on where he was sitting in the bathroom.
Where he was sitting, yeah.
Ginger got up around 2:20 or so, found the body, called downstairs for help. Joe Esposito, Al Strada, probably Charlie Hodge came upstairs. When Joe Esposito turned the body over a little bit to take a look at what was going on, it was obvious to him that rigor mortis had set in because the knees and some of the extremities had remained flexed, mm-hmm. and his body was not moving as a normal body would move. From that point, they got a fire department ambulance, 2 paramedics up to the house. And the paramedics, I think they probably were pretty clear on what was going on there and that Elvis had been dead probably for several hours. Because of who he was, it would be the standard argument of, well, why did you take him to the hospital? Why did you, you know, spend 30 minutes trying to revive him, which is what they did. And I think it's because of who he was, and they had to let the public know that we made an effort to save this man, even though
right.
he was dead.
Literally stone dead.
Yeah, and I mean, if you talk to people who saw the body that day, it was quite obvious that he was no longer living when he got to the hospital.
Okay, now, there's been rumors that at the time, you know, now people call TMZ and things like that, the National Enquirer was there. Did anybody call them before they called the ambulance?
I do not believe that, and I don't believe there's any evidence for that. That claim has been floating around for a number of years, and it's based on some claims from a reporter for the Enquirer named Jim Kirk, and one of the head security guys for Elvis named Dick Grobe has put that story out. I don't see any evidence for it, and the National Enquirer was not there shortly after the death. And as I discuss in the book, there's just the way that Grobe tells the story, it seems more like it was pieced together as a piece of fiction, because the facts don't really hold up.
Was he healthy? I don't think so, right?
I do not believe he was healthy at all, no.
Do we know what was wrong with him?
He had hypertension. And some numbers that I've seen in my research have been extremely high and would make me wonder how on earth he could have been going out on the tours that he did and why he was allowed to go out on the tours that he did. He had some problems with his eyes. He had a colon problem. Part of the colon problem and some of these other things were made worse by the drug intake, Dilaudid being one of the key drugs mm-hmm. that he used back then, which pretty much shuts the colon down. And so by when we get past 74 into 75, but really 76 to 77, you can see the health problems, you know, visually when you look at photographs of him and see video footage. And it was just obvious by looking at him that he was ill. And, you know, you have to wonder, you know, I guess 2020 or hindsight being 2020, you look at those photos and you're like, you know, why wasn't somebody doing something with this man?
Yeah. Yeah. Or was he so bullheaded, Patrick, that You couldn't tell them what to do.
Well, a lot of the Memphis Mafia guys make that claim, and I used to hold a view opposite to that, where I thought, so the guy was hard-headed and he was obstinate in this and that. You got to get the guy some help. However, in my research of Elvis, in terms of his psychology and the personality he had, I've changed my view of that, 180 now, where I agree with the way that the guys from the Memphis Mafia viewed that situation, because Elvis Presley was a unique, was in a very unique position, not only based on his career and his successes and things like this, but his psychology. It's hard to think about how does a person live like he did, being at the pinnacle of not only your chosen career field, but you're looked at as a god by some people.
Yeah.
You're held up to a standard that a lot of people just can't measure up to on a day-to-day basis. And even today, I believe that's still true. People still view him that way.
What was the cause of death?
The official cause of death was cardiac arrhythmia, that his heart had gone into
That's a very rapid beating,
yeah,
right?
A lethal change in the heartbeat. And that was, they say, based on some heart disease and that kind of thing. But one thing that's interesting about cardiac arrhythmia, though, is it's very much of a catch-all when you're not really sure what happened to the heart. It's just, well, we don't know what happened to the heart, so we're going to say cardiac arrhythmia because it covers any unspecific cardiac problem.
And they performed an autopsy on him?
They did, yes. Yeah.
Has that been sealed?
Well, that's another point of contention in Elvis' world and has been for a number of years. A lot of people say that autopsy report was sealed by Vernon Presley or at his request because he's the one who requested the autopsy. The fact of the matter, though, is that autopsy is a private medical record, and it has not been sealed by the court because it's not under the court's power to do so. They have no authority over that report. So that report is held by the Presley estate, and it will never be released because there's nobody who has the authority to make it be released.
Patrick, based on the way he looked, what was going on in his life at the time, mm-hmm. his frustrations, could you see him at that time faking his death in 1977?
No. I just, when I started researching Elvis stuff, and I'll just say stuff because I looked at a lot of different things, I looked at these claims that he had faked his death. And I guess we think about the concept of faking your death almost as a normal point of discussion about Elvis, but the fact is that's a very, very bizarre, weird thing to do or to even think about. Imagine sitting down saying, hey, I think I'm going to fake my death. What would your reasons possibly be?
Gary, do you share that you don't think he faked his death or he wasn't capable of doing it?
It would be very strange to sit down and say, in August of 1977, I'm just going to fake my
fade
death,
away.
Give up my entire career, and just drop out. And, of course, I know, and we're going to talk about this later, I'm sure, with Patrick, but, the idea that he was in a witness protection program because he had turned in some mobsters on drug charges and that he had to save his life by doing that, it seems real easy to create an answer later. Hindsight's 20/20. You could say, well, he actually did this for a reason, and you go through this. But, that's the thing to me. I mean, I just don't think he sat down. I think the thing was not well planned to do this, and it would be impossible to really hide underground because how much money would somebody get if they said, this is Elvis Presley, this is where he lives? Listen, money betrays everybody. This would be a billion-dollar project, wouldn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, the scope of a hoax like this would be so broad, and it would have tentacles going out everywhere in terms of EPE's business, in terms of the city of Memphis's business, medical professionals in Memphis, police department, investigators, Tennessee State Board of Health. It would be too massive to keep under wraps for 31 years.